Mahagaur Purnima Festival, Laguna Beach, March
30th, 2013. Can everybody please move up?
Cozy. Rupa Nuga Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu.
Can we? We have to have some logistical system for passing out the bhajans. And we'll start with Kali Kukur. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Nia Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katah Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshavana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Parambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchirananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvaba Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoshi Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambojao Radha Marana Mohano Divyadrindarana Kalpadramadha Srimadratnangara Singhasanastav Srimadradha Srila Govinda Deva Prishtalibhi Sevyamanu Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamshivatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swadeya Gopi Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsidebhyay Priyayai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatyai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Narasingha Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam Dharmasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yukvaivam Atmanam Aparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ahang Tang Sarva Papebhyo Mokshai Shami Masuchaha Shushusho Shudadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat Srinvatam Swagata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Prityantaksto Hibhadrani Vitunoti Suritsatam Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Yutama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayashchaye Chaitaiter Anavitam Stitam Sakve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam Muktas Dachta Jayate Vidyate Radiya Grantish Chijante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chasya Karmani Drishteva Manishvare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gaura Premanande. Kali Kukur, the dog of Kali, mad dog Kali. First time I went on Sankirtan, door to door, I got bit by a dog. And the owners gave me $20, which was a lot back then. And I ran back to the Sankirtan van in ecstasy, and they said, "How'd you do that?" And I said, "I got bit by a dog." But Kali is a menacing dog who is causing fear in everyone's heart. And therefore, in this song, Kali Kukur, Kali Kukur Kadan Jare Chao He. A little lower. Kali Kukur Kadan Jare Chao He. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that only the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can scare away this mad dog Kali and save us from this great fear of material existence being swallowed up by the ignorance of the age of Kali Yuga. And this is the plight of the material world. Everyone is full of fear within the heart. Bhayam dvitiya vinibeshata syad ishad apetasya viparyayosmitihi. Kavi Yogendra says that because I'm disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore I'm full of fear and anxiety constantly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made his appearance in this world to save us from that snarling mad dog, Kali, and bring us to the joy of the spiritual worlds and to his lotus feet, as he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kali kukur kadan jadi cha ohe Kali kukur kadan jadi cha ohe Kali kukur kadan. Where are the Kartalas? All over the place? Any chance you could all move up to the front row or nearby? As close as possible. Okay, you're already close enough. Anybody that's way back, come as close as you can. Jadi cha ohe kali kukur kana. Kali juga pavana, kali bhoy nashana, shishachi nandana gao he. Gadadharma dhan nitaya pranadan Advaita prapujita gora Nimani Bishwambar Srinivasishwar Bhakta Samua Chitta Chora Nariya Shashadar Maya Purishwar Namravartana Shura Grihijana Shikshaka Nasikula Nayaka Maravarada Bhava Pura Sarvabhoma Shodhana Gajapati Tarana Ramananda Poshana Vira Rupananda Vardana Shanatana Palana Haridas Modhana Tira Rajarash Bhavana Dushta Mata Shatana Kapati Vighatana Kama Shuddha Bhakta Palana Shuksha Jnana Tarana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rama Kali kukur kadam jadi cha ohe Kali juga pavana kali bhaya nashana shishachi nandana ga ohe Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Itai Gaur Hari Bo. Tai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Tai Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Premanande Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order of life in order to attract people to his movement, because the student community had become disrespectful to him around Navadvip Dham and were criticizing him here, there, and everywhere. So he decided that he would take sannyas, which of course would break the hearts of the devotees in Navadvip, who were utterly attached to Nimai Pandit, who in his youth was the greatest of all scholars, in his babyhood, the most attractive baby anyone had ever seen, whom great demigods came to visit and bring gifts to, who upon his birth caused the great tumult and chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by everyone in the land, the Hindus, because of an eclipse on the full moon, were chanting Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. And the Muslims were imitating, saying Hare 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 Hare, like everyone does when we go out for Harinam. People walk by and they sing Hare 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 Krishna. And then they get in the car and they're saying, did you see the Hare Hare's? I made that mistake once when I was coming home with my brother from a music lesson in Berkeley, California. My parents used to drop us off, and the devotees had the Hare Krishna chanting going on Sproul Plaza every day for hours. And I saw a devotee walking back to somewhere with a madunga over his shoulder. And just to impress my older brother, I yelled out to him, hey, Hare Krishna. And he turned around and he said, Hare Krishna. And he said it so sincerely, and there was something in his voice as if I had just done something wonderful. And it shocked me. I thought, deep inside, I think Super Soul said, now you've done it. And this is mentioned in the Shastra, that just chanting Hare Krishna one time does alleviate the sins of the chanter. Jaya namadeya munivrinnage he janaranjanaya paramakshara krite twamanara rara pi managudiri tam nikilogra tapa patalimba lumpasi. Rupa Goswami says that anywhere people get together, it's a great festival to glorify the holy name of the Lord, and that if someone even in disrespect says Hare Krishna, or those, as Prabhupada used to say, oh, there's those rascal Hare Krishnas again, they're saying Hare Krishna, they're thinking the holy name, then twamanarag managudiritam nikilogra tapa. Nikilogra, nikila means all tapa, ugra tapa means all the horrible work and that one has to go through in this world because of sinful reactions becomes destroyed. It's alleviated by this chanting of the holy name. And we know that this is the protection of the Lord in this world. It was given to Ajamil, who gave up his dutiful life as a Brahmin and became wholly sinful, but named his son Narayan. And therefore, by chanting the names of Narayan, the Acharyas say, even though he was committing sinful activities, they were like the toothless snake. He was being bitten by a toothless snake. They couldn't react upon him. And at the end, because he said in all sincerity, calling out for his son, Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas came and saved him from the fearsome Yamadutas and took him back home, back to Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented and he caused this chanting of the holy name everywhere. And before his appearance, Advaita Acharya had called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to the world because he saw that it was in a sorry condition. People had completely forgotten about Krishna. They were worshipping all kinds of demigods. They were wholly corrupted and had a cynical attitude. And does that sound familiar? Nowadays, it seems dire also. And Advaita Acharya was giving classes at his home, and Haridas Thakur would come to the classes, and other Vaishnavs were gathering. They were starting they had a Sangha, Vaishnav Sangha, and they wanted to spread this Krishna consciousness everywhere. But they wondered, how will we have the potency to do that? And oftentimes, while we're engaging in the Sankirtan movement, we wonder, how will this go on? Don't we? Savas, where's Savas? Don't you wonder that sometimes? He wonders it all the time. It's a thankless task. How to keep it going. It all comes on the head of the person who takes responsibility. Then you're it. Then you have to worry 24 hours a day. And devotees who are beginning to chant Hare Krishna, they're wondering also, will this mountain of sins ever be cleared from my heart? That it seems like a vast ocean of sins, anartas, no matter how much I chant, still the base desires are still there. Somehow or other, they're still there. So Advaitacharya and his devotees were all gathering and hearing the Bhagavad Gita every night. And they became so distraught at the condition of the people of the world at the time in Navadvipa that they were praying that there be some change. And Advaitacharya took it upon himself to call out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after remembering a verse from the Shastra that says that if one simply offers a palmful of water and a tulsi leaf with sincere feeling to the Lord, then the Lord sells himself to that devotee. He gives himself. That's how merciful Krishna is when we say, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandho Jagatpate. He's the friend of the fallen and he's an ocean of mercy. And out of appreciation for a devotee's sincere feeling, calling out to him in love, he gives himself. He gives himself to the devotee. In fact, Lord Ramachandra says that if one time someone says, My Lord, I'm yours, I surrender to you, then from that day, Lord Ramachandra says, I become his protector from that day forward. And even if he changes his mind, as Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Instruction, the devotee will be forcibly dragged back home, back to Godhead. Haribo! Advaitacharya began to call out, as he is worshipping Shalagram Shila, loud cries. And this is the way to call the Lord into our heart and to purify our intelligence, to scare away the anartas. Kali Kukur Kadan, Jari Chayohe, the mad dog of Kali, the infestation of material desires in my heart, by loud cries to the Lord. That's the simple process. Calling out to Krishna, please help, please help, please help. In fact, Madhukanta Prabhu, who was our pujari for many years in our temple at ISV in San Jose, now moving to Mountain View next weekend. And yeah, thank you. It's all right. It's good. It's a good thing because we have a new temple. And one day we were distributing books in Santa Cruz, and I saw him stop a small family, and he introduced the book. They bought the book, and then he showed them how to chant the Maha Mantra. And they said, they're very innocent. It was a young mother and two daughters. And the young mother said, what does it mean? And so I came over close, because I also wanted to hear what it means from Madhukanta, who is a pure devotee. And so he said, it means, I need help. And they looked so sincerely, like, yeah, we need help. We'll try this. And the next day, as I was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I was thinking about Madhukanta's words, I need help. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And if anyone thinks I don't need help, that I'm all set, this is Maya. Nobody's all set. And Prabhupada said, coming across the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean on the Jaladuta, that sometimes the ocean was glassy and the next moment there would be big disturbance. And this is Maya. At any time I can be shaken from my comfortable position. That's what everyone wants, some comfortable position. In fact, TK at the very beginning, he said, get cozy. And it reminded me, this word cozy, dangerous word actually. There was a malt liquor that was advertised many years ago, and their byline was, such and such malt liquor, Black Dog or something like that. Black Dog malt liquor, get you cozy. It gets you cozy. And this is what everyone's trying for in this material world. Try to get cozy somewhere. But it's not to be. We'll be moved on. Bhutva grama saevayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. Ratragame praliyante tatra vyavyakta samjake. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that over and over again, this whole creation is destroyed and then recreated again. You don't get cozy here in the material world. So Advaita Acharya and all his devotees were praying for the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he heard the loud cries. In fact, later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had appeared in the world, told Advaita Acharya, "You woke me up with your loud cries. You called me here, Nada." He called Advaita Acharya Nada. He said, "I heard your loud cries. I came here because of you. You called me here." So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, everyone was chanting Hari Hari. And as a baby, he induced all the village women to chant Hare Krishna. He would cry and cry, and then they would chant Hare Krishna, and then he would stop crying. And then in his youth, he became a scholar. And he was very puffed up. He was so expert at arguing that he would go up and down the Ganges, where there were various schools following various teachers. And Navadvipa was alive with education. Everywhere people were learning logic and Sanskrit grammar. And what else were they learning? What do you learn in your Sanskrit school? Harinam? Yes. So all different forms of learning going on in Navadvip Dham. And Nimai Pandit was so beautiful. Going up and down the Ganges bank, he had followers who wanted to see how he would conquer the next school. So he would approach, and he was much younger. He was young for his age because he learned everything so quickly. And when he would approach some of the older boys in the other schools, they would say, "Why are you so puffed up?" And he said, "Just ask me a question." And they would make some kind of argument. And then he would defeat their argument. And then they would say, "That was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant." They were astounded. And then he would say, "That wasn't brilliant, that was wrong." And then he would defeat his own argument and turn it the other way. And then he would walk off with his followers, leaving them completely bewildered, standing there. Who was that? The infinite intelligence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acting as a young scholar. How attractive was that? Everyone wants knowledge. Everyone's attracted to knowledge and learned people. People flock around those who are learned, and they read their books and so forth. Everyone wanted to be a student of Nimai Pandit as he went up and down the Ganges. And then came a big change in his life when he went to Gaya. And he met his spiritual master, Srila Ishvarapuri. And Srila Ishvarapuri gave him Diksha, and he also gave him Harinam, initiation. We know this because in the aftermath of his Diksha initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his spiritual master and he said, "What kind of mantra did you give me? Because by chanting it, I've become mad. Is this correct? I mean, I become unglued. I cry, I fall on the ground, I laugh sometimes, and I don't care who's watching." And his spiritual master, Srila Ishvarapuri, said, "Very good. This is very good." He was very pleased. And then he taught him a verse, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali Yuga, there's no other way, no other way, no other way than chanting the holy names, chanting the holy names, chanting the holy names to attain perfection in life. And there's a science behind it. In the Nam Ashtakam by Rupa Goswami, also says, Nikila Shuti Mali Ritnamala Duti Niraji Dapada Pankajanta. That if you search deeply within the Vedas, you'll come to find out that they're all pointing towards one thing. It's the holy name. Everything's in the holy name. The holy name is everything. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. That's Dravida. And then he taught him a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Evam Vratasva Priyanam Akirtya Jatana Ragod Drutachita Uchar Hasatyato Rautiti Rautikayati Unmadavan Rittiti Lokabhayaha. And he said that when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Evam Vrata, he becomes attached to the name, he becomes attracted to it. And the name will melt his heart. And then he'll act like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Srila Ishvarapuri said, this verse is the essence of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, the very essence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started up the chanting of the holy names at Srivasangam. He became a great devotee, and it was big news to all the devotees in the Sangha of Advaita Acharya because they had been praying for years for some new bhaktas to come along. And they always used to say, if Nimai Pandit ever became a devotee, then we'd really have something here. Then we'd really have something. Because he used to stop the devotees on the street and he'd also defeat them an argument and then walk away. Actually, however, it's mentioned that he did it in such a sweet way that they were thinking that that wasn't so bad, being defeated by him. And they were thinking, he's so beautiful, he's so talented, why doesn't he join? Why doesn't he just become a devotee? And when the news came, guess what? Nimai Pandit has become a devotee of Krishna. And he's going everywhere asking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Intoxicated in this mood. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan movement in the house of Srivas Thakur. And you can go there to that place in Mayapur, just down the road from the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Beautiful place, Srivas Angam. Angam means a courtyard. So the courtyard is there and you can chant and dance to your heart's content there. No one will stop you. No one will complain. But back then, some people did complain. When they started the Hare Krishna chanting inside the house, they locked the doors, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only allowed in the most intimate devotees. In fact, sometimes others tried to get in. Once the mother-in-law of Srivas Thakur snuck in the house because she wanted to see the dancing of the beautiful Gauranga. And she was hiding in the house. And Mahaprabhu started the kirtan. And he was dancing, swaying back and forth. And then he stopped the kirtan. He said, I'm not getting the usual ananda. I'm not feeling the bhav. Some impure person must be here. And Srivas Thakur said, no, nobody here. So he started again. And then he stopped. And he said, some impure person is here. I'm not getting my usual ananda. So Srivas Thakur looked around and then he found his mother-in-law hiding behind a basket. And he escorted her out of the house. And then the dancing started, and it would go all night long. And there are descriptions in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the dancing was so ecstatic and so unusual that it would boggle the mind to see that kind of dancing. People wanted to get in and see it. And another brahmachari came along who was a very austere brahmachari. He only drank milk. That's how austere he was. So Srivas Thakur thought, yes, this young brahmachari is asking to come. He's very austere. No problem. It shouldn't be a problem. So he let him in. And Mahaprabhu started the kirtan. Then he stopped. He said, I'm not getting my usual ananda. Some impure person must be. Nobody. Except this brahmachari. But he only drinks milk. Mahaprabhu, throw him out. That is not the qualification to come into the inner circle of devotional service, into the sangha of devotees, just drinking milk. If you think that, then all the babies in the world, they can... He ejected him from this. But as he was leaving, in his heart he thought, but I saw it. I saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was there. And Mahaprabhu, being omniscient, understood his heart and he called him back and he embraced him. And this shows the qualification for joining the Sangha of devotees. that deep yearning within the heart to attain Krishna. In fact, it happens according to the Shastra. Rupa Goswami mentions Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Adau Shraddha Tata Sarusanga. Somebody calling? Okay, so we have a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas here. And there are only $99 for the set. There's 9 books. This is the full set of Chaitanya Charitamritas. If you don't have this, you should take it today. And if your cell phone goes off from now until the Harinam time in the class, then you can buy the set. Okay? If it's not okay, raise your hand. All right. So turn your cell phone on. And who will administer this when it goes next to... Okay, yeah, he'll definitely do it. This is our co-Sankirtan leader we call SKP, Sri Krishna Purushottam. He'll take your $99, so get your... He takes credit cards, so get it ready and turn on your cell phone. Thank you very much. So in the core of his heart, he felt that I saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was there. I witnessed this most... sacred of all events, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so one who develops this internal desire by this Shraddha, means Adau Shraddha, in the beginning there has to be faith. And that faith, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes by Sadhu Sangha. Somewhere along the line, a sadhu favored us, or we did some service. And even if there's an atom, a tiny molecule worth of service that I do, some contact with the sadhu, that leaves an impression, an indelible impression within the heart that later on fructifies into what's called Shraddha. The Brihat Naradiya Purana says that it's like an accumulation of wealth. And when I have enough of that spiritual wealth called Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti, then what awakens in my heart is Shraddha, or faith in Krishna. That means Shraddha Shabde Bishvas Kahe Suridanish Choi Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahoi. I have a feeling that if I chant Hare Krishna, it's very good. It's very good. And not only that, as it grows, one thinks, if I chant Hare Krishna, it's the best occupation. And I don't have to do anything else. There's lots of other things to do, right? Right? Yeah, they bet there's so many millions of things, occupations. There's many good things, many good causes, but there's only one great cause. And that's going back home, back to Godhead, embracing the holy name. That's what the person feels in their heart. I may be obligated to many good causes, taking care of so many people and things in this world, but there's only one great cause, and that great cause is taking shelter of Krishna, surrendering everything to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, that just by doing this, everything is accomplished perfectly. Shraddha Shabde Bishvas Kohe Suridash Nishchoy Krishna Bhakti Kohe Sarva Karma Krittahoy. All other duties are done by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, and this is what always happens, when there's sincere chanting of the holy names of the Lord, from the house of Srivas Thakur, it couldn't be contained anymore. And it broke out onto the streets. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go out and chant in public. And you know what? They were a little nervous. Because did I hear a cell phone? SKP? So if your cell phone went off, please see SKP or he'll see you. Okay. So this is what always happens. When anyone anywhere in the universe is sincerely chanting Hare Krishna with their heart, crying out to the Lord, it expands. And that's what happened to Srivasanga. It broke outside the house. It went onto the streets. They were a little bit nervous. And what happened next? Someone called the police. He said, get these guys off the street. And that happens all over the world. People are thinking, what are they doing? They're going to ruin my business. They're blocking traffic. They're this, they're that. They don't see it at first, the power of chanting holy name. And even in Navadvip, people were complaining. Who was complaining? The Hindus. The Hindus were saying, this is going to ruin everything. If you chant the holy name like this so liberally, it'll lose its potency, they said. And not only that, at this time of year, the Lord's sleeping. You're going to wake him up. And they went to the Qazi and said, stop these guys. They're not Hindus. This is some new religion. We got to stop it before it spreads. Good luck. So the Qazi came and he said, no more chanting. And he broke a madanga, which is very serious. And he said, if this happens anymore, I'll turn you all into Muslims, which is a grave consequence at the time. A little water from the pot of a Muslim, and then people were considered outcasts in the Hindu society. It was such a rigid kind of social structure at the time. So they were fearful, and Mahaprabhu could see that. So then he said, let's march to the Qazi's house. Everyone make torches. They all march to the Qazi's house. Hundreds of torches, thousands of torches, hundreds of devotees, thousands, tens of thousands. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, millions. Where do they all come from? Judges, he says it's an alarm, not a cell phone. We'll talk about it later, I guess. And they marched to the house of the Qazi, and the Qazi revealed that he had been visited by Lord Nrsingadev, who had jumped upon his chest and said, if you ever try to stop this again, then I'll tear you apart. And the Qazi said, as long as I'm here and my dynasty is here, the Sankirtan movement will never be checked in Navadvip. Haribo! And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip. And he took sannyas. He went to Jagannath Puri. And there he traveled all over South India. He went from village to village and town, and every home he taught the same thing, that you can improve your life simply by this process of chanting the holy names of God. No matter where you are, what situation you're in now, it doesn't matter. Everyone can take to this chanting of Hare Krishna. And this is the mood of our Hare Krishna movement. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukasha Abhira Shumba Yavana Kasaraya Yene Japapa Yadapashraya Shaya Shudyanti Tasmai Pravivishnave Namaha. Shukadev Goswami says that anyone from any class outside the Varnashram system, doesn't matter where you're from, if you simply take shelter of this process given by the pure devotee, the power of Lord Vishnu will come through to you. And you'll come, you'll rise, you'll improve, you'll come to the highest stage simply by this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this everywhere, distributed without consideration. And he asked the other members of the Panchatattva to distribute everywhere he went. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, as a young man, just having taken sannyas, he met the greatest scholar of India. Who is that? You can look up his name. He's famous all over India as the greatest of scholars, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. How did he meet? Mahaprabhu came for the first time to the Jagannath temple. And as he entered, he fell in ecstasy to the floor. And the custodian came over to chastise him with a stick, because many pretenders come and they make some scene in the temple, and it's the duty of the custodian to push them out. And just at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to be in the temple. And he saw this beautiful young sannyasi. And he also noticed that he had legitimately fainted. He knew something about these things. Adiruddha Bhav, he recognized from the Shastra, that there's a kind of spiritual ecstasy that takes place in the body. And he took the Lord back to his house. How is everybody? You okay? Is there enough air in here? No, there's not enough air. I can tell. Could we? Yeah, let's get air. If the front door is open too, we'll get cross ventilation. There's a bhajan coming on in just a minute. I just want to tell you the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because it's very important. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an impersonalist. He was a Mayavadi. He had a hard heart. He thought that the ultimate goal of life was to merge into the Supreme Absolute. There was no personality of Godhead. But he came in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his life changed. And after he had taken Mahaprabhu to his house, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who were traveling behind him for reasons I won't go into right now, arrived in Jagannath Puri and they heard that a beautiful sannyasi had come, fainted in the temple, and then had been taken to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So they knew this has to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they had been around him long enough to know his ecstasies. And they went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And they revived the Lord by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And another great devotee, who is the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, named Gopinath Acharya, had arrived there as well. And he had a conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma was eager to know about this young sannyasi, and he asked what line of sannyasis he came from, and found out that he was initiated by Keshava Bharati, and that he had kept his brahmachari name, Chaitanya. And then he suggested, well, it's very nice he's taken sannyas, and it's very humble of him to have kept his brahmachari name, Chaitanya. His initiated name into sannyas was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, given to him by Keshava Bharati. But he said he's from an inferior line of sannyasis. Let me elevate him from the Bharatis to the Saraswatis. And Gopinath Acharya became very angry. He said, who do you think this is? He doesn't need to be elevated. He's not part of this material world. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has nothing to do with these social structures or Varnashram. And Sarvabhauma said, wait, hold it. You just said he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Shastra says that the Lord is Triyuga. He only appears in three yugas, not in Kali Yuga. He doesn't come in Kali Yuga. How can you say anything against the Shastra? And Gopinath Acharya said, that's referring only to the Leela avatar, not to the Yuga avatar. He appears in every age as the Yuga avatar. And besides, in Shastra, he comes, even in Kali Yuga, as Jana avatar, covered incarnation. So they had an argument back and forth. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that, how do you know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Gopinath Acharya said, because I've received his mercy. The Bhattacharya said, how do you know you've received his mercy? He said, because I know he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said, pretty soon, you will too. So, soon afterwards, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, eager to do some service for this young sannyasi, invited him to the Jagannath Temple and taught him Vedanta, which is what the impersonalists do. Over and over again, they hear the Vedanta to try to detach themselves from the world, from anything that has form, that any kind of variety. They try to detach themselves so they can merge. And he said, I'm going to help you by teaching you the Vedanta Sutra. So he began speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat without saying a word. He didn't ask a question. He didn't make any comments. And after 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, are you understanding what's going on here? You're not asking any questions. He said, don't you understand the Vedanta Sutra? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understand the Vedanta Sutra, but your explanations are like clouds that are covering the meeting. You're ruining everything. Can you imagine he sat there for 7 days humbly listening to him explain? And this is one of the characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he changed people's heart. He was very humble. And then he told the Bhattacharya that the Vedas have a direct meaning. And if you simply take that direct meaning, you can understand from hearing them that God is a person. He's the personality of Godhead. We hear in the Upanishad, Ane jari kam manaso javiyo naina deva nuvan purvanarshat tadavato nyanate titishtat tasminapo mattarishva dadati tadejati tanayjati tadure tadvantike tarantarasya sarvasya taru sarvasya sivayataha. The Supreme Lord walks, he does not walk. He's far away, he's very near as well. He's within everything, and yet he's outside of everything. And he says that he can run faster than anyone. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. And he pointed out to the Bhattacharya that there's incontrovertible evidence in the Shastra that God is a person. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Bhattacharya was so impressed with these explanations by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mind and heart were beginning to change. And then they brought up the Atmarama verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmaramash chumunayo nigranta apyarukrame kurvanti haitukim bhaktim itam bhuta gunohari, which says that even those who are liberated from the world, who have no attraction to any variety in this material world, are attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. Why? Because itam bhuta gunohari. They are the same quality as Hari. And Hari is all attractive. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, on the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave some explanation of this Atmarama verse. 9 different explanations. Brilliant. And then he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to say something. And Mahaprabhu, not repeating anything that the Bhattacharya had just said, gave 18 unique meanings to the Atmarama verse. And now Bhattacharya, who was an intellectual, he was stunned. And he realized in his heart that this could not come from an ordinary human being. This must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he began to surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu revealed his form, his Vishnu form. And then he showed his form as Krishna. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat it says, after he showed his Vishnu form, he said to Sarvabhauma, now do you think I need to hear the Vedanta from you? And here's a very sweet part, that Sarvabhauma's heart had totally changed. He had become hard-hearted. He said later on, after this experience, that I was like an iron bar and you melted me. His heart melted. So much so, the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went early in the morning to the Jagannath temple. He received some Mahaprasadam. He wrapped it carefully in a cloth and he brought it to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You can see how caring and loving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was for his devotees. He took such care of him. This is the secret. I hear from devotees all the time that when they have a loving relationship and they've received loving care from other devotees, that no matter how much they're disturbed in their mind or how many disturbances go on in the society, and are there disturbances sometimes in our society? Really? I thought it was just me. Can be very disturbing due to social intercourse. It's inevitable in every society. But devotees always say that because I knew this one devotee and I knew he or she cared for me so much, I wouldn't go away. I wouldn't go away. No matter what other people said, no matter how it looked externally, I wouldn't go away because I trusted. Our whole movement is based on this love and trust. And Kalakanta Prabhu gave this class in Mayapur that is so memorable. It's so powerful. I've written it all down and I'm studying it. His formula for how to bring devotees together, how to make new devotees, how to invite devotees into Krishna consciousness. There are three parts to it. And the first part is, he said, everyone's looking for ananda. Ananda. Ananda means love. You can't get love in the impersonal Brahman. And he says, everyone wants to be loved. And you can truly give love when you are surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you begin to give up your individual wants and needs and then see the bigger needs, that I want to be a servant, a giver. Nindari shunya hridam ipsita sangalabhya. Rupa Goswami says, the heart becomes free from the propensity to criticize others. No more ninda in the heart. Because I don't have a vested interest in the world. I'm not trying to get something out of it for myself, so I'm not envious of others when they get something. I only want to give. And what a relief it is to be a giver. So the second part of what Kalakanta Prabhu said is even more pleasurable than being loved is giving love to others. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did everywhere he went. He gave his heart to the devotees. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his heart melted. So much so when Mahaprabhu brought that Mahaprasadam to his house, just as the sun was about to come up, he heard Sarvabhauma arising from bed. This is the day after his darshan of the Sarvabhauma seeing that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as he woke up from bed, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Krishna, Krishna. And then he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was outside, so he came out to greet him. He paid his obeisances. Mahaprabhu sat down with him on a carpet and opened his wrapper for the Mahaprasadam. Now, anyone comes from a family that has any smart to rules and regulations knows you don't touch anything until you bathe, put on new cloth, chant all your mantras, finish your pujas. And Sarvabhauma previously would have done that. But now he said, Nadesha niyamastata, nakala niyamastatra, praptamudam dhritam shishter bhoktaram harir abravit. If someone brings the prasadam of the Lord from a distant place, you should take it immediately. Don't consider any other rule or regulation. Spontaneously take that prasadam. And so without even washing his mouth, he took that Mahaprasad. And Mahaprabhu became unlimitedly pleased to see that his heart had changed to spontaneous love. And he knew, because he respected the prasadam, that now he was completely changed into a Vaishnav. Mahaprasadi, Govinde, not yet. And then he brought a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tate anukampam susamikshamanu. And in that verse, there is a statement at the last part that says, Muktipade, referring to the Lord. And Sarvabhauma recited the verse to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he changed the verse. He said, Bhaktipade. And Mahaprabhu heard the verse. He said, what did you do? You can't change the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said, Sarvabhauma said, but I can't bear to hear the name Mukti anymore. It puts fear and anger within the heart to hear about Mukti merging into the Lord's existence. I only want to hear the word Bhakti, not Mukti. And Mahaprabhu said, he was very pleased, but he said, sorry, can't change the Bhagavatam. But he also said, there's another meaning. Muktipade means Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who liberates his devotees. Now all the devotees became astounded. And you imagine the news that went out all the way back to Navadvip. Nimai Pandit leaves town, takes sannyas, and goes off on his own, 24 years old, and now he just converted the biggest Mayavadi of India to his camp. And he became a sold-out follower. And all the devotees were marveling at this. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Gopinath Acharya, it's because of you. You blessed me. because you're a great devotee, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me favor. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear this. Gopi Puranadana Prabhu used to say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And Sanatana Goswami confirms this. He says, Bali Maharaj, he received benediction from Krishna because he was in the family of Prahlad Maharaj. Even Banasura, he received the favor of the Lord because he was in the family, in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. And if we get the association of devotees, then our hearts can change. Now, the last point, and that is that how do we know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We come here to celebrate this Avirbhav, the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how do I know he's God? People all the time ask this, can you prove there's God? Of course, we have to ask them, what will you accept as proof? What will you accept? Are you willing to perform the experiment? To see for yourself? You can see for yourself. But if I walk into one of the local universities here and charge into the chemistry department and look around and say, I don't see anything important here because I don't know anything about it. I won't understand any of the scientific experiments that are being performed. But someone with a PhD who studied the science will understand it. How can we understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can we understand that there is a personal God? It's very difficult by mental speculation. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyash chasmi takvataha. You can totally know me if you take to bhakti. If you just surrender to me, then you can know. Otherwise, you can't understand. So my point is this. We may not, in the beginning, have a realization of the personality of Godhead. But if we follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us through our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we will see for ourselves how we improve. And by that, we will begin to develop faith. Because by following the simple instructions given by the Acharya, anyone can rise to a higher position in life. Tada rajas tamo bhava kamalubhadeyascheye. The lower modes of nature begin to subside, and one can conquer the lower self by the higher self. This is the most amazing thing in this world because the masters of this world are the senses. They're controlling everyone. And therefore, in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says, Vacho vegam, manasakroda vegam, jiva vegam, udaropasta vegam, etan vegam, yo vishaheta tira, sarvamapi mam prithivim nashisha. That if someone's able to control their senses, they're qualified to accept disciples all over the world. Why is that? Because the senses rule the world. And if you're able to conquer the senses, that's a big deal. If you can follow the four regulative principles, that's a big deal in this world, especially in Kali Yuga. And nobody can do it except those who are actually taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the process of disciplic succession. You have to chant Hare Krishna a lot. And you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the Association of Devotees. And you have to take prasadam a lot. And if you follow strictly these processes, even if you're weak, even if you're doubtful, the doubts will subside and you'll become strong. And Prabhupada once told one of his sannyasis, if you just follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds very carefully every day, your spiritual life will become as strong as the Himalaya mountains. And that is a fact. It is a fact. And someone who begins to realize that then overflows with faith and wants to give it to others. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally told Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya when he realized his complete surrender and absorption as a Vaishnav. He said, now you're free to chant Hare Krishna and distribute it to others, to give it to everybody else. And this is the best career move in the world. The other thing Kalakanta Prabhu said, they're offering at their place in Gainesville, Florida, a career option. It isn't offered at the University of Florida or Cal State Irvine or whatever the universities are around here to become a saint. This is the best career option. In fact, they should have this for all the career counselors. If you go to a career counselor in high school or college or in the corporate world, they should say, okay, you can become a CPA, or maybe you'd want to become what? An engineer, finance, dog catcher, mortician. There are a lot of different career moves, and they should have one box on there, saint. Say, would you like to become a saint? And then they'll say, well, that sounds good. I'd like to pursue that. And you say, well, how do I do that? There's only one way you can do it in Kali Yuga. You have to follow the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming down through the disciplic succession. And this is what Prabhupada came to teach, and he was so positive about it. That's why he was successful. He knew it would work. In fact, he says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, in the commentary on the Chaturshloka Bhagavatam, he said, even if a worm takes this process passed down, a worm takes to the process through disciplic succession, he can come to the topmost platform. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that as we spread Krishna consciousness, we'll also expand it to the vegetable tribes. I'll say it again because you might think that you misheard. He said, we will spread Krishna consciousness far and wide, even to the vegetable tribes. Go premanande aribo. So this day is about renewal. This day is about starting over with the basics every single day and starting today, making this our restart. That I will follow carefully what is given to me by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by applying it through application, that's everything. I will feel the change of heart. I will become useful. And as I continue, it is guaranteed that krame krame, step by step, one will come to the highest position of devotional service. If you simply follow, bejare munio tagre bhagavan tamadhok sajam saffam bishuram shemaya kalpante yenutaniha. Sutta Goswami said that even if you're not an exalted sage or saint, if you simply follow the process that the saints and sages have followed previously in worshiping Lord Vishnu, then you're eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. Can I have one more button? Is it over?
As much time as you want. All of you devotees, you may not know this, but there's a bunch of people up in the foyer who can't get in. And if you could all kindly just move forward a little bit, squeeze in, get close to your neighbor, we can let those devotees come in and sit down as well.
Okay. Rupanuga Prabhu. Two. Nadia Nagari and Doyal Nitai Chaitanya. This next song we gave a preview to this morning in the early bhajan. Nadia Nagari Nitai Neche Nechagari. Nadia. It's a beautiful name. It's the name of the town that Lord Chaitanya is from. It's where he appeared in this world. And where the devotees still pine for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back. Nagare means in the town. Nadia Nagare. Please say, Nadia Nagare. Nitai. Neche Neche. Gaire. So Gaire means to dance. And Neche Neche. Neche Neche means to dance. Dancing and dancing. Neche Neche. Gaire means singing. So this is the process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. You don't have to be a great scholar. You don't have to be clever in any way. But if you simply give yourself to this process of chanting and dancing, then you'll become perfect. And Okay. So this song has a warning that comes with it. If you don't want this song stuck in your head, if you don't want to end up in your office on Monday morning walking down the hallway singing it, and maybe getting fired from your job and having to come here and move in the Brahmachari ashram, then you can go out right now. Don't listen to this song if you don't want to go crazy in Krishna consciousness like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This song, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has an earworm, as they say in the record industry. It gets caught in your ear and you can't get it out. So I've given you fair warning. You can leave now before we start the song. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man 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 Hey! Nachre Armar Man Nachre Armar Man Nachre Armar Man Nachre Armar Man Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man 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 Hey! Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man So at some point we'll be asked to step out of this body. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yang Yang Vapi Svanan Bhavam Tajatyante Kalevaram Tam Tam Ivaite Konteya Siddhatad Bhava Bhavitaha. Whatever you remember when you leave this body will drive you to your next destination. And this song says, let my mind dance, remembering the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he chased after the conditioned souls to give them his mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to everybody who wanted it. And Lord Nityananda, his counterpart, gave it even to those who didn't want it. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man 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 Hey! Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachre Armar Man Doyal Tonai Hey Doyal Tonai Doyal Tonai Hey Hey Mon Doyal Tonai Hey Mar Ke Prima De
Hey mon, doy alto na hey mar, que hey prima day. Doy ali thai chaitanya boli nachare armarma. Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Hey! More air. Doyal mi tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Fourth line. Ore apara dure jabe pabe primadan. Ore apara dure jabe pabe primadan. Vicharato nahe, vicharato nahe. Oh, name apara, vicharato nahe. Oh, name apara, vicharato nahe. Haribo. Doyal ni tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Doyal ni tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Hey! Doyali thai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Takon Krishna me ruche habe guche be bandan. Takon Krishna name ruche habe guche be bandan. Anuragto habe hey. Anuragto habe hey. Krishna name anuragto habe hey. Krishna name anuragto habe hey. Doyali tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Doyali tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Nachare armarman. Hey! Doyal ni tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Tako nanayase sapal habe jivera jivan. Tako anayase sapal habe jivera jivan. Jivanto miche hey. Jivanto miche hey. Krishna rakte bina jivanto miche hey. Krishna rakte bina jivanto miche hey. Doyali tai chaitanya bole nachare armarman. Chaitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marma. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Goya Vitae Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Eshe Brindabane Radha Shamir Pabe Darshan Eshe Brindabane Eshe Brindabane Radha Shamir Pabe Darshan. More kartal. So Srila Prabhupada came all the way to America and he said, we are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered every person, take this Krishna consciousness movement and spread it everywhere. Let people eat the fruits of the tree of devotional service and live and go back home, back to Godhead. It's the greatest opportunity that was ever offered. Anarpita charim charat karuna yavatir nakalau. Krishna never gave this kind of mercy before, free of charge in Kali Yuga when no one has any qualification at all. And he's giving it away free everywhere he goes. Prabhupada came to America with an aggressive agenda. He wanted everyone to have the opportunity to read about Krishna, to hear the holy names, to take Krishna prasadam. And he had a method behind it, following in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who set up the marketplace of the holy name. Network marketing. Tell everyone. Have programs in your home. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who spread it all over India, and then sent out envoys to England and to, what was that other place? Burma. And then Srila Prabhupada, with no money, no startup capital, in Silicon Valley where I come from, there's all these venture capitalists. They say, you need capital to start. We say, you need the holy name to start. And at ISKCON Silicon Valley, our temple is as big as a garage right now. But I told the devotees, don't worry. If you chant the holy name sincerely, it will spread all over Silicon Valley and spill out into the ocean and go across the ocean and around the world. One drop, one tiny drop of sincere chanting will flood the whole state, know the whole country, know the whole world, know the whole universe. One drop of sincere chanting will do that. And Srila Prabhupada came to America to bring this. And he was the spiritual entrepreneur. We need more spiritual entrepreneurs in the world. Get a startup company. So I told the devotees at ISKCON Silicon Valley, this temple is as big as a garage. But don't worry, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, they started in a garage. And look what happened to their company. They were in Silicon Valley. What happened to HP? Hewlett-Packard started in a garage and they expanded. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest of all mystics, started in Srivasangam, a tiny little house, and it blew the doors open and went all over the world. And that's just what we're going to do. So Srila Prabhupada came to the Bowery, the worst stinky place in the world, and he took complete faith with him in the holy names and began to teach people one at a time. And he saved every penny. When Mukunda Maharaj, who was Michael at the time,
first opened the 22nd Avenue and Prabhupada came there to meet the landlord. They asked, how much is it for this rental? He said, $100. And Prabhupada said, okay, we have a membership in our organization. It's $21 a month. And then Prabhupada handed him his three books. And he said, these are $21 per month. So we'll just take it out of the rent and we'll pay you later. So everywhere Prabhupada went, he was introducing his books. He was introducing prasadam. The Sunday love feast started and people came in droves to take prasadam. It's simple. It's all about the pure chanting of the holy name and distribution of prasadam everywhere. No reason to hold back. And in this last verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anyone who follows in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who becomes a sold-out servant, working day and night to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world, will wake up in Vrindavan after leaving this body. And Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says that this hard work for spreading Krishna consciousness results in one's heart being flooded with love for Radha and Krishna. And in this age of Kali, there's no other way. You can't approach Radha Krishna or the Rag Marg or the higher levels of devotional service without working hard for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada proved it, and he taught us that system. Work hard to spread the Sankirtan movement. Spread it in your house to your family first. And let it burst the doors open and go down the street and then spread everywhere else by the pure chanting of the holy name. All we need to do is call out, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey, Gaura Kripa Hole, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey, 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 Doyal Nithai Chaitanya Hole Nacharya Marma. Goyal Nithai Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Marman Nacharya Marman Nacharya Marman Nacharya Marman Nacharya Marman. Hey! Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Hey Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai go Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai go Hari Bol. Nitai go Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai go Hari Tiksha Vakarunika Harmonium. Let's hear for the Kartal players. For the Hare Krishna singers. The Hare Krishna dancers. Go Premanande! Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nach Re Amar Mandoyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nach Re Amar Man Nach Re Amar Man Nach Re Amar Man Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey! Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, go pray Malande! Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora Hari Bol.